World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Hawes coming up. It may not be the Champions League, but Manchester United show that they're still hungry for a European trophy.
Valencia to Hernandez, Hernandez to Rooney, Rooney on the edge of the penalty area, back towards Hernandez, and Hernandez has scored in off the underside of the goalkeeper. That's the second goal that Manchester United wanted.
Details coming up on United's win over Ajax and the rest of the Europa League action. A World Cup referee is jailed for taking bribes in China, and in Argentina, the battle that broke out at a title fight outside and inside the ring.
The scenes were like one of those old 1970s westerns. The referee ended up with a cut lip.
But first to the knockout stages of football's Europa League, which now involves the teams that started out in this season's Champions League. Two of those sides met in Amsterdam, where second-half goals from Ashley Young and Javier Hernandez earned Manchester United a 2-0 win at Ajax. Manager Sir Alex Ferguson says it was a pleasing performance, eventually.
Well, winning is always a good habit, and I think we're on a good spell just now. The team's playing well, I think. You know, okay, we're disappointed the first half tonight, but, you know, it's away from home. We made a few changes tonight. Well, next Thursday then, the week starts again when we go to Norwich on the Sunday. Bit by bit, hopefully we'll have players come back, although tonight we've lost Valencia, which is a bad ball for us.
It's been confirmed that Valencia will be out of action for a month because of a hamstring injury. But United do look on course for a clash with either Lokomotiv Moscow or Atletico Bilbao next. Lokomotiv came from behind to win their home leg 2-1. While United's neighbours Manchester City had an equally good away victory, that was at Porto in the first leg of their tie, winning 2-1, John Murray reports.
So would Manchester City take the Europa League seriously? Well, here was the answer, as they became the first team to beat Porto here at their Dragao Stadium for a year. And that after they fell behind in the first half to Varela's well-worked and well-taken opening goal. City's big break came when Alvaro Pereira, under pressure from Balotelli, headed into his own net for the equaliser. And the returning Yaya Toure demonstrated what they've been missing while he's been away, when he forced his way through to set up Aguero to score the winner. However, what left a sour taste in the mouth was the racist abuse that seemed to be aimed at Balotelli and Toure from some sections of the home support.
And City have informed UEFA they will make a complaint over those suggestions that their player suffered racial abuse from Porto fans during the match, with striker Mario Balotelli telling club officials he was the victim of abusive chanting. The winners of the tie will play either Legia Warsaw or Sporting Lisbon in the last 16, and they drew 2-2 in Poland. Stoke were the only losers among the English contenders. They were beaten 1-0 at home by Valencia, whose goal was a stunning 30-yard effort from Mehmet Topal. And the eventual winners will take on either Trabzonspor or PSV Eindhoven, with the Dutch side winning 2-1 in Turkey. Elsewhere in the Europa League, former winners Atletico Madrid impressed with a 3-1 victory over Lazio in Rome. Falcao scored twice after the German international Miroslav Klose had opened the scoring for Lazio. And there's no team better placed than Metalist Kharkiv to go through to the next round. The Ukrainians won 4-0 away to Salzburg with the help of two goals from Jonathan Cristaldo. Now, the man who was once China's top football referee has been sentenced to 5.5 years in jail for taking bribes to fix matches. Lu Jun officiated at the 2002 World Cup and was one of 9 people convicted of football corruption charges. He was twice voted Referee of the Year by the Asian Football Confederation, but he's been sent to prison after admitting taking bribes worth more than $128,000 to fix the results of 7 league matches. Michael Bristow, the BBC's Beijing correspondent, has been following the story.
Well, in this particular case, there was 9 people, and this trial took place in Dandong, a city in the northeast of China. There is another case pending nearby that includes other officials, and there's some more very senior officials from the Chinese Football Association who haven't even gone on trial yet. So, and they're expected to receive, if found guilty, even harsher sentences. As I say, the Chinese Football Association and football clubs in this country generally have invested a lot of money over the last football clubs in this country generally have invested a lot of money over the last year or so to try and get more interest in the game. They'll be hoping to put this behind them. Nicolas Anelka, the former Chelsea player, has just arrived here. He'll be playing for Shanghai Shenhua, a team there in Shanghai this year. So they're hoping this kind of bad news will be all put behind them, and they can look forward.
And Nicolas Anelka said he was hopeful his former Chelsea teammate Didier Drogba will be joining him at his new club in China. Anelka's told a news conference I'm in contact with him very often. If all goes well, we could see him in Shanghai. Harry Redknapp, the hot favourite to become the next England manager, says it's not possible to do the job on a part-time basis. But speaking ahead of Tottenham's FA Cup tie at Stevenage at the weekend, the Spurs boss didn't rule out coaching the national team at Euro 2012.
I think in the short term maybe it's possible for European championships, but I think in the long term it's not possible to manage a club team and manage a national team. I think it's so difficult. You know, it's a full-time job. It's difficult enough managing in the Premier League without having to worry about managing the England team as well. You know, you want to be watching the England players play, you want to be watching the opposition. It really is impossible. I think it's you have somebody, whoever they give the job to, could only do the one job.
Chelsea's boss, Andre Villas-Boas, whose team have dropped to fifth in the Premier League after a poor run of form, says he needs the support of the club's owner, Roman Abramovich, but it would be unusual if he was backed by all of his players. He's also said he's unconcerned by the fact that many Chelsea players were still in touch with the club's former manager, Jose Mourinho.
It's normal. I have emotional attachment to the people I've managed in Académica and Porto, and I text them and they text back. So I think it's pretty normal on manager relationships and with players that they've managed before.
So your players here have texted Josie back and forth?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I have no problem with it.
Now, Thursday saw the first day of competitive cycling at the Olympic Velodrome in London. It was the opening day of the World Cup meeting, and the venue for the London Games seemed to get a positive response from riders. Simon Brotherton was there.
The event doesn't really get going until tomorrow, but you wouldn't know it with a sell-out crowd for the men's and women's team pursuit qualifying session. Great Britain's men and women set the second fastest times in both events, which means the women will race against Canada for gold tomorrow night, while the men face Australia on Sunday. The velodrome is architecturally impressive on the outside and highly atmospheric inside. The British teams came out onto the track to the chimes of Big Ben and were hit by a wall of noise.
Now to boxing. The Philippines has filed a diplomatic protest to the Argentine government after a Filipino fighter was attacked in the ring by fans unhappy he'd beaten their local favourite. The contest was for the IBF junior flyweight title in Mar del Plata. Jean-Miguel Casimiro, members of his team, found the fighting wasn't over even after Casimiro had knocked out Luis Alberto Lazarte in the 10th round. The BBC's boxing commentator Mike Costello takes up the story.
There followed a riot inside and outside the ring. Chairs were thrown around the ringside area. Some were thrown into the ring. The scenes were like one of those old 1970s westerns. The referee ended up with a cut lip. And in the last 24 hours or so, the Department of Foreign Affairs in the Philippines has demanded from their counterparts in Buenos Aires an explanation as to what happened and why the security at ringside was so lax.
New Zealand's cricket captain Ross Taylor will miss the one-day international series against South Africa to continue his recovery from a calf injury. Taylor was injured while making a century in New Zealand's one-off test against Zimbabwe last month. He's already been ruled out of the three-match 2020 series. And Antwerp has withdrawn as the host of this year's European Swimming Championships. Organisers can't make up a budget shortfall of more than $500,000. The event will still go ahead in May, but it's been moved to Debrecen in Hungary. And a reminder of our top story, there have been good away wins for Manchester United and Manchester City in the knockout stages of the Europa League, with United beating Ajax 2-0 and City 1-2-1 at Porto. Atletico Madrid 1-3-1 at Lazio.